It has been reported that if anyone would spend 1 hour per day in serious study of a particular subject, he would be a national authority within 5 years. I challenge you to give such a time each day to the Bible. Imagine what a difference it will make in your life and ministry. Thank God for Christians who are engaged in disciplined, devout, daily study of the Bible. They are the people who know the mind of God and are qualified to do the work of God. Several years ago, a person wrote Dr. Wilbur M. Smith for suggestions on Bible study aids. The writer declared an intention to be a serious student of the Word. In an excellent book entitled A Treasury for Bible Study, Dr. Smith made the following statement, which is applicable to every person who devotes time and effort to searching the Scriptures. Well, you are about to enter upon a thrilling experience. You will find the study of the Scriptures the most exhilarating, fascinating, and satisfying work you have ever undertaken. The Bible is inexhaustible and has had more written about it, of course, than has been written about the 20 greatest classics of world literature combined, and we still have not exhausted its wealth. Its truths are forever settled in heaven. Its prophecies mold the destinies of nations. As the water of life, it cleanses our souls. As a seed, it imparts life. As bread, it nourishes us. And the entrance of the Word into our hearts delivers us from darkness and fear. May the Spirit of God Himself take the things of Christ and reveal them unto you both day by day and page by page. A testimony like that makes me want to be more involved in Bible study. Does it you? We both need it. In private study and in the public assembly of the church, we need to be engaged in a study of the Scripture. One of the most inspiring scenes painted in the Bible is recorded in Nehemiah chapters 8 and 9. The record reads in part, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man, and Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both men and women, and all that could hear with understanding. And he read therein from the morning until midday before the men and the women and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading." What a beautiful picture of a congregation at worship being instructed from the Word of God. Here are some suggestions how to make your personal Bible study time more meaningful. First, possess the Word. Have your own personal copy of the Bible. Have a Bible for each member of the family, even the children. Feel free to mark in the columns to identify any special verse which speaks to you. Collect different versions, the King James Version and Modern Language Versions, for use in your study. Have a Bible that is designed for study with a concordance, references, and maps. A Bible does not have to be expensive to be useful, for the quality of paper on which it is printed and the kind of binding will determine the cost. But just buy a Bible which is durable and will stand a lot of handling. You will be using it a lot as you engage in Bible study. Second, read the Word. There should be two primary approaches you should make in Bible reading. First, read the Bible in broad sweeps. Read a whole chapter, a series of chapters, or an entire book of the Bible at one sitting. Let God speak to you through the broad message of a section of Holy Writ. Let your general reading be for the good of your soul. Make it your devotional exercise and relate it to prayer and meditation. But secondly, study the Bible in minute detail. Examine the meaning of individual words. Check the relation of words in clauses and phrases. Meditate on the meaning of sentences. Seek the message in particular paragraphs. Move from the general to the specific as you move from the devotional reading to serious study. God can speak to you through both types of reading, of course, and you need both types to get the most from your Bible study. But make the reading of Scripture, privately and aloud, a daily habit. Third, study the Word. That is, meditate upon it. Think of other passages which relate to the one at hand. Make notes on what God says to you through it. Concentrate your mind on what is being said in the Bible. Have a regular place where you study. A table or desk in a certain room should be the place where you meet God each time. Let that place be conducive to study, a place out of the main traffic of the family, a place sacred to you and the Lord. Take a pen and notepad with your Bible that you may record all that the Lord reveals to you through His Word. You will soon find your spirit seeks that meeting with God just as your body gets hungry for food. Study humbly with the Spirit. Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do? Study prayerfully with the Spirit. Open Thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of Thy law. Study reverently, knowing that forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. Study consistently, for the blessed man meditates in the word of the Lord day and night. Fourth, memorize the word. As you study, you will discover certain verses of Scripture catching your attention. A verse here and another there will seem to speak with special meaning. Write that verse on a card or a piece of paper and commit it to memory. God commands us to keep the Word in our heart, and there is no better way to do it than by memorizing it. The Word hidden in the heart will aid the prayer life. It will make continual meditation on the Word possible. It will become part of the spiritual armor in our conflict with evil. It will make possible the leading of the Holy Spirit as He applies the Word to our lives. It will guard us against sin. There is no substitute for having the Word hidden in the heart. Memorize it. Fifth, take time with the Word. The teachings of the Bible are stamped upon the heart only when a Christian has taken time with it. Some pictures are possible only when a time exposure has printed them upon the film. So with the Bible. It has been reported that if anyone would spend 1 hour per day in serious study of a particular subject, he would be a national authority within 5 years. I challenge you to give such a time each day to the Bible. Imagine what a difference it will make in your life and ministry. Someone wrote, "I supposed I knew my Bible reading piecemeal, hit or miss. Now a bit of John or Matthew, now a snatch of Genesis. Certain chapters of Isaiah, certain Psalms, the 23rd, 8th of Romans, 1st of Proverbs. Yes, I thought I knew the Word, but I found that thorough reading was a different thing to do, and the way was unfamiliar when I read the Bible through." You who like to play at Bible, dip and dabble here and there just before you kneel aweary and yawn through a hurried prayer. You who treat the crown of writings as you treat no other book, just a paragraph disjointed. Just a crude, impatient look. Try a worthier procedure. Try a broad and steady view, and you'll kneel in very rapture as you read the Bible through. Our Father, You have given us a remarkable book in which is contained all we need to know for life and godliness. Now give us one thing more, a sufficient love for Thee, which will make us faithful students of the book of God. For Jesus' sake. Amen.